הכנה לשיעור בעשיריות.
האדם.
Preparation for the lesson in the tens.
האדם צריך לקבל על עצמו עול מלכות שמיים.
One should take upon himself the burden of the kingdom of heaven on the lowest discernment and say about it that to him, even this state, the lowest that can be, meaning that it is all above reason, that he has no support from the mind and the feeling on which to build his foundations. And then it is as though he is standing between heaven and earth without any support. And then everything is above reason. And then a person says that the Creator sent him this state in which he is in utter lowliness because the Creator wants him to take upon himself the burden of the kingdom of heaven in this manner of loneliness. And then he takes it upon himself because he believes above reason that the situation he is in now came to him from the Creator, meaning that the Creator wants him to be in the lowest possible state. And yet, he should say that he believes in the Creator under any circumstances. And this is called unconditional surrender, meaning a person does not say to the Creator, if you give me a good feeling so I feel that the whole earth is full of His glory, I am willing to believe. But rather, when he has no feeling or knowledge in spirituality, he cannot accept the burden of the kingdom of heaven and keep the Torah and mitzvot. Rather, he must accept the Torah and mitzvot unconditionally. This is from Rabash, the sanctification of the moon, of the month. What do we want to ask?
I heard this morning that, just like it says here, we have to dedicate everything to the Creator to understand that He is the one arranging everything for us. And so maybe we can talk about it a bit. How do we arrange this kind of situation? Obviously, a single person can't do it. How do we generate such a situation in the ten where everyone, each and every moment, simply is correctly directed?
The Creator forces us to connect to one another so that we can hold on to the Creator. He gives us such confusions that alone you can't grasp them, grab them, use them, use what the Creator sends you. Only when you're next to the friends, they bring you back. They're like your spiritual campus.
I think that the world's forcing us to be interdependent. And usually it's not something that we relate to the Creator. we just accept it as a given that we're interconnected and we're just trying to get rid of this thing. So one of the things that we should dedicate each and every moment to is that everything comes from the same source with the same intention, that it's there in order to bring us to the purpose of creation. We have to be active.
Sometimes when I think about it, I think it's impossible to work with it. Meaning, what you get is what there is. And if you attribute it to the Creator, and if you don't, it's not. On the other hand, there's work here. I guess the work here is not personal, it's a result of how connected you are and how much you invest in the society and in the friends, and then you will get this thought again and again that everything comes from the Creator, and to attribute everything to Him.
I think that if the Creator wants to advance someone, then He gives them these exercises, good, bad exercises, to make him forget that there's just one force that controls everything in reality. But if a person builds a tent around himself, built by his own efforts, then it's possible that he won't forget about him.
To pray that the friends will succeed in being attached to the Creator through all the images of reality. They pray for me, and this is the avod between us, and it's the only way to actively connect us to there's none else besides Him. A person alone collapses under the heaviness and is buried in corporeality.
And from that arvut, and it's not just a kind of arvut like you have in corporeality, but there is the upper force in it, because we want to become like the Creator, and then every action draws the reforming light.
This is possible only if there is coordination in qualities, meaning we work on resembling inner qualities, on getting closer to the quality of bestowal, and then the prayer can be heard and we really begin to change.
Yeah, the main thing is that we pray for each other for the sake of the Creator.
Right, the less a person thinks of himself and the more he thinks of the friends, the more he's in the right direction to learn how to dedicate everything, every moment to the Creator. The minute he thinks of himself, he falls immediately.
I'd be happy to hear the passage again, even a part of it.
I want to ask you to go into this lesson together. The afternoon lesson on Shabbat is always very special. And love depicts to us the next degree for the coming week. This week is a special week. So let's try to be as connected as possible and also connected to Av.
Man has to take upon himself the burden of the kingdom of heaven on the lowest degree, and to say about it that this state for him, where there could be no greater lowliness, that he is entirely above reason, that intellectually wise, emotionally wise, he has nothing to rely on. And then he's like hanging between heaven and earth, and he has nothing to rely on, and then everything's above reason. Then a person says that the Creator sent him this state, where he is in utter lowliness, since the Creator wants for him to accept the burden of the kingdom of heavens in such loneliness. And then he takes it upon himself because he believes above reason that this state came to him from the Creator. I mean, the Creator wants for him to stay, to see the lowliest possible state in the world. And yet he must say that he believes in the Creator in all manners. This is considered that he has made an unconditional surrender. That is, a person does not say to the Creator, if you give me a good feeling, I'll feel that the whole earth is full of His glory, I will be willing to believe. Rather, when he has no knowledge or a sensation of spirituality, he cannot accept the burden of the kingdom of heaven and observe the Torah and mitzvot. Rather, he must accept the kingdom of heaven unconditionally.
ואהבת לרעך כמוך, על הכי חשוב בתורה. ואהבת לרעך כמוך, גם לטוב וגם לרע. ואהבת לרעך כמוך.